Chapter 4. The Gray Cub. He was different from his brothers and sisters. Of all the cubs, only he looked like his father and did not have his mother's red fur. Long before the gray cub's eyes opened for the first time, he had already learned a lot. He recognized his mother by touch and smell, and because she kept him warm and fed him. He loved to feel her gentle tongue licking his soft little body as he happily went off to sleep. He knew his two brothers and two sisters, and he had already begun to play fight with them. Little noises came out of his throat as the games became fiercer, and it was soon clear that he was the fiercest of all the cubs. At 3 weeks old, his eyes opened, and he could see quite well in his little home, even though the light in the cave was weak. He discovered that one wall of his world was different from the rest. While the light from it attracted all the cubs like plants being drawn to the sun, their mother always drove them back. The gray cub soon understood that his mother was more than just a soft tongue. With her nose, she gave him sharp pushes, and with her paws, she crushed him to the ground. As she rolled him over and over away from the light, he discovered what pain was. Then he learned how to avoid it. Firstly, by not doing things that caused pain, and secondly, by moving quickly out of the way. The five little wolf cubs were going to grow up into animal killers and meat eaters. Their parents lived only on meat, and when the cubs were a month old, they tasted meat for the first time. Once their mother stopped producing enough milk for the five growing cubs, she started to feed them half-eaten pieces of meat. There was only one other creature in the world that the gray cub knew, and that was One Eye, who slept near the light and brought the meat. He had a way of walking right through the white wall and disappearing, which the gray cub could not understand. When the little cub tried to walk through the other walls, he succeeded only in hurting his nose. After trying a few times, he accepted that he was not going to disappear into walls. His father could, and he could not. That was that. He did not need a reason for the difference. Like most creatures of the wild, the gray cub came to know famine at a young age, when his mother's milk dried up and there was no meat either. At first, the cubs cried because their stomachs were empty, but then, as hunger took control, they slept. There was no more fighting or trying to growl, and no more adventures to the white wall. The life in the little cubs was dying away. One Eye was desperate. He traveled far and wide and spent little time in the cave, which was now filled with sadness. The Red Wolf, too, left her suffering cubs and went to search for meat. When they finally did find food and brought it back, only the gray cub and one sister were still alive. The gray cub came back to life with the meat he now ate, and he tried to play with his sister, but the food had come too late for her. She did not wake again, sleeping lightly until her young life was over. There came a time when the gray cub stopped seeing his father appearing and disappearing in the wall or lying down asleep at the entrance. The Red Wolf knew why One Eye never came back, but she could not tell what she had seen to the cub. She had gone out hunting herself, following the old wolf's tracks along the river to where a lynx lived. There she had found One Eye, or what remained of him. She saw signs of a fight, and then she found the lynx's cave. She could see that the lynx was inside, and so were her babies, and baby lynx was a fine meal. But the lynx was a fierce creature and an excellent fighter. Six or seven wolves could easily fight a lynx. But she was too much for one wolf, especially when the lynx had babies to defend. Fear kept the little cub away from the white wall of the cave entrance while the red wolf was out hunting. He did not know what he was afraid of, but he understood that there were bad things in the world. When his mother was away, he dozed most of the time. If he was awake, he stayed very quiet, trying not to cry even when he wanted to. Once, when he was lying awake, he heard the strange sound of an animal sniffing around outside of the cave. Because it was an unknown sound, he was very afraid, and the hair stood up on his back. The cub was extremely frightened, and yet he lay silent and unmoving until the animal was gone and his mother came home. He heard her growling as she smelled the stranger's tracks, and then she was there beside him, licking him violently and lovingly. Experience had taught the gray cub to obey his mother's law and stay in the cave, but in the end, his instinct pushed him through the white wall. The need for the sun and for adventure was too powerful, and he found himself outside of the cave. Once his eyes had become used to the painful brightness of the light, he found himself in a huge, colorful world. There was a gentle hill that went down to an old tree beside some water. A long way away, there was a tall mountain, and behind it, an enormous sky. It was too much for the little cub. Everything was unknown and everything was dangerous, so he pulled his lips back and growled at the whole wide world. Since nothing bad happened to him, he decided to explore. The cave entrance was about 2 feet above the ground, and the little cub stepped off into the air. He fell onto the hard earth and began to roll down the hill, over and over, yelps and snarls escaping his throat. Gradually, he came to a stop at the bottom of the hill, beside the old tree. He gave a long howl of terror, sat up, and then began to lick himself clean. Looking around, the gray cub suddenly found himself an explorer in a strange world, as a human might feel on a new planet. He stopped being afraid and became curious, examining the grass beneath him, the plants nearby, and the old tree. He started to notice birds and small creatures, becoming more confident all the time. A bird came up to him, and he waved his paw at it in play. In return, the bird attacked him angrily, and he fell flat on his belly and howled in terror. He had a lot to learn.